Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
This is my Bible. I am what it says that I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today, I will be taught the uncompromised Word of God. My mind's alert. My heart's receptive. I'll not leave the same as I came in Jesus' name. And every time I come to Church on the Rock, my faith and my life get stronger and stronger. Let's thank God for the Word, everybody. The Word, the Word, the Word. All right, open your Bible to Psalm 139. Psalm 139. We've been in a three-part series. This is the third of the three. And if you haven't been with us, it's all free. Remember how we used to charge for CDs and, if you can remember, cassette tapes. And now we bless you. It's free. We just bless you. It's free. You can go to our website. A lot of churches still charge for CDs. We decided to sow back into your life so nobody has an excuse. But you can go back to past sermons anytime you want, and they're free. So we're looking at Psalm 139, and we chose that because I want to get closer to God. You want to get closer to God. Our church, we want revival. We want a new experience with the Lord, a new experience with the Lord. So how do I experience God? I'm going to go to the Word, the Bible, and find out how someone did that. David did that in Psalm 139. He did that by looking at three attributes of God. He got closer to God, had a fresh experience with God by focusing on the attributes of God. I'm giving you a tool now. I'm not just telling you to get closer to God. I'm giving you a tool how to do it. Begin to focus on these three attributes. He's all-knowing, he's all-present, and he's all-powerful. And that'll be enough work for you and I until Jesus comes back. Just right there. The Bible's full of talking about those three attributes of God. And David chose those three, and when he did, everything turned around for him in Psalm 139. So I'm showing you how to turn things around in your marriage, your life, your family, your relationship, your career. We're looking at Psalm 139. David wrote it. We're going to look at an outline. The outline, he's all-knowing, Psalm 139, verse 1 through 6. He's all present. He's everywhere, here, there, everywhere. Psalm 139, 7 through 12. This is the outline of the chapter. All powerful. We're going to look at this today, verse 13 through 18. All powerful. God's bigger than our problems. With God, all things are possible, right? Nothing too difficult for the Lord. Bigger than all of our enemies. Bigger than all of our enemies. Verses 19 through 22, we all have challenges today. We all are in a spiritual fight today. My next series is on spiritual warfare. We're going to look at the armor of God, all seven pieces, over the next 7 weeks during the summer. We're going to have a model up here of the armor of God. You pray for me. It's going to be life-changing. We're all in spiritual warfare. We need to know how to put on the armor of God. But he's bigger than all of our enemies. Doesn't matter how big it looks today, God's bigger. God's bigger than all your enemies. Verses 19 through 22, you have to have that perspective or you'll live as a victim and defeated. And then we see in verse 23, 24, it ends with a prayer. It ends with a prayer. And David says, "Search me, change me, lead me." It ends with a prayer. Search me, change me, lead me. So that's the outline of Psalm 139. Max Lucado, here's a great quote from him. "You were deliberately planned, specifically gifted, lovingly positioned on this earth by a master craftsman. Wow. You were deliberately planned, specifically gifted. You're not a mistake. You're not trash. You're not inferior. You're the children of the Most High God. You're King's kids. Your sons and daughters of the Most High God. Don't let anybody make you feel inferior, because you are not. Lovingly positioned on this earth by a master craftsman. That's Max Lucado. I thought that was a great quote, don't you? All right. Jeremiah 32, verse 19. Jeremiah 32, verse 19. Great are you, God, in counsel, that's wisdom, that's all-knowing, and mighty in deeds. That would be all-powerful, right? So we have two of the attributes there. If you focus on them, God gets greater, problems get smaller. Great are you in counsel, wisdom, all-knowing, and mighty in deeds, all-powerful, whose eyes, look at this, everybody, that would be all-present. So I'm showing you how this works. When you read your Bible, look for those attributes, and you'll have a fresh revelation of God, and you'll get closer to God, have a new experience with God. Great are you in counsel, all-knowing, mighty in deeds, all-powerful, whose eyes are opened to all the ways, ever-present, all the ways of the sons of men, to reward or repay each one according to their ways. So God's a rewarder. There's another attribute of God. He's a good God. He's a good God, and he rewards those who seek him, like Pastor Kim said today. According to his ways and according to the fruit, we should be producing fruit. That's productivity, or we would say being successful in whatever field or calling on our life. So according to your ways and to the fruit of your doings, he is almighty, all-knowing, all-present, and a good God who will reward you and your efforts. I like that. I thought I would just share that scripture with you. Came across that in my study. I thought it was cool. Ephesians 2:10, for we are God's masterpiece. Can you say that? For we are God's. God don't make junk. You are God. I'm going somewhere with all of this, okay? For you are God's masterpiece. Did you know of all of God's creation, and he created the moon and the stars and the sun and the planets and the universe and the earth and all the plants and all the animals on the. Did you know that out of all of his creation, he considers you his favorite, best, biggest, greatest creation of all creation? You are God's masterpiece. Above anything else he ever created, you are number one on the list. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus. So we can do, notice, we can't do until we're anew. We can't do until we're anew. What do you mean? I can't find my place and purpose until I find Christ. I can't find my purpose, my place. I can't find out who I am until I find him. It's in him I live and move and have my being. If you're frustrated today and you feel like you have no purpose today, come to Jesus at the end of this service, because in him you'll find yourself. So we're anew so we can do the good things he has planned for us long ago. Kind of goes all along with Max Lucado's quote, doesn't it? You were deliberately, specifically, lovingly placed here, positioned here, for such a time as this. Pastor, I'd rather live in a different time. No, this is where God said was the best time for you and me. Right? The best time for you and me. All right? So I love that masterpiece. That's why I chose the New Living Translation. Okay, now let's go to our text. Y'all ready to go to our text now? Okay, Psalm 139, verse 13. For you formed my inward parts. Whoa. For you formed my inward parts, you covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you. Whoa, I will praise you For I am, here's a good confession. Instead of getting down on yourself, what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to, he says, I'll praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And we need to know what we're made for, the mission we're made for. And that's our mission statement, to lead people to a God who's for them and help them discover his mission or purpose for their life. That's why we give in the offering and we serve on the Dream Team and we go through Growth Track online. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, marvelous. Look at how he describes God's masterpiece. He said, God, you made me fearfully and wonderfully, and marvelous are your works. God's number one creation. Do you remember back in creation in the book of Genesis when it says God created this and it was good? It created this and it was good. Created this and it was good. Then it says when he created man, it was very good. You are God's masterpiece. See yourself as God sees you, and you won't commit suicide. See yourself as God sees you, and you'll stop comparing yourself with other people on social media. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows that very well. Our soul needs to know that very well. What is your soul? Your mind, your will, and your emotions. What's he saying? David is saying, I know who you are now, God, a little bit better. You're all powerful. You're all knowing. You're all present. And God, you made me. It wasn't a mistake. God, you made me. And God, you didn't make a mistake. You fearfully, wonderfully. God, marvelous is your work, your hand. Before I was ever born in my mother's womb, you had a plan for me, God. And the plan was good, to be fruitful, successful, achieve, aspire, get it done for my generation. He says, and my soul knows that very well. It's called the renewing of our mind, the renewing of our mind. It's called the law of replacement. You got to stop listening to the negative things in the world and replace it with what does the word say. Amen? So I got to hustle because I took way too long at the offering, but Y'all gonna be blessed. Amen. My frame was not hidden from you. Wow. When I was made in secret and skillfully, look at all the adjectives about who you are and how God made you. And skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth, verse 16. Your eyes saw my substance, being yet unformed. And in your book, God's got a book. And in your book, look at this, they were all written there. Every day. In your book, they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there was not one of them yet. When does life really begin? Oh my goodness. Next verse. How precious are your thoughts to me. Whoa. How precious are your thoughts to me? Now, he was talking about his thoughts to God earlier. God, you're all-knowing. You're all-present. You're all-powerful. God, you fearfully, I'm not junk. I have a divine design, a divine design. I have a divine design with a destiny. And God, you know, all this, that, and the other. And then now he says this. And God, now the thoughts that you think towards me, you're on God's mind. You're on God's mind. How great is the sum of them? Look what he says in verse 18. If I should count them, try to count the thoughts that you think over me, God, I couldn't number them. They'd be more than the number of the sand. And God, when I awake in the morning, I wake up in your presence because I've been meditating on your attributes. I wake up in your presence, the anointing, freshness, energy, drive, revival, zealous, on fire, because I've been focusing on you and conquering fear all through the night. When I awake, God, I am in your presence. What has been this series? How to experience God. Next verse. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God. Now he goes into his enemies, okay? He's talking about everything that's against him. Everything that's against him. Everyone that's against him. All the circumstances against him. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, you bloodthirsty men. Verse 20. For they speak against you wickedly. Your enemies take your name in vain. Verse 21. Do I not hate them, O Lord, who hate you? That's an interesting statement, isn't it? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you, Lord? Next verse. I hate them with a perfect hatred. I count them as, if they're your enemy, God, they're my enemy. And let's not think for a second about people. Let's think about fear. That's an enemy to God. If it's God's enemy, it should be our enemy. Anxiety. He doesn't want you to worry, fear, or fret, be upset, uptight, unhappy. So let's think about that. If God hates it, I should hate it. Right? I count them as my enemies. And then next, what does he do? Verse 23. He's going to go into a prayer now. So look at the transgression. Look at this, the progression. It's amazing. It's so awesome. You know, he looks at the attributes of God, and then he focuses on that how God made him, when God made him, why God made him. Then he focuses on his relationship with God and how he's on God's mind, 724, and how that when he wakes up in the morning, he wakes up in the presence of God, not with a hangover, but in the presence of God, with a newness, a freshness, a closeness to God. Then he says, oh, all these enemies, God, I think if they're your enemy, they're my enemy. God, if you hate it, I hate it. Wow, I love it. And then you know what he does? He said, I don't want to be a victim mentality, and just focusing on my enemies. Well, Pastor, if he would have, if she would have, if they hadn't, if it wasn't, if they weren't, if it couldn't, if it then. Notice he could have kept focusing on his enemies and the bloodthirsty men that was against him and the circumstances and the pressure and the people and the struggle and the hard times. He could have just stayed right there, but he didn't. He went into prayer because he doesn't want to be a victim. He wants to be a victor and have the right perspective in his life on who God is, who he is, right? And the call upon his life. So he says, search me, O God. So he had to open up his heart. He had to stop in denial. He had to be open. He had to be yielding. See, here are the tools that draw me closer to God. I surrender. I yield. I give my life totally to him every day. I give him my marriage, my career, my employees, my vendors, my health. I give him my future, my destiny. I give him my mistakes, and I give him my victories. I say, search me, O God. I'm open for feedback. Well, that's a really popular word, but most people can't take feedback. Roy Hicks used to always tell me, you can never tell people the truth because they can't take it. They'll get mad, offended, and leave the church. Whoa, search me. Whoa, what would happen? You know, I was in a webinar with Lee Cockrell this week, you know, the Disney World guy. And he had a webinar, invited me to that. And so I went to that webinar with that. And immediately after it was over, I got an email from him. Dave, give me some feedback. Lee Cockrell. Immediately he wanted feedback. This guy was over Disney World in Florida and every resort. And he's asking for feedback. Winners are learners. Winners want feedback, and they will adjust and adapt and correct. Search me, O God. Know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. I like this. Search me, lead me, and guide me, and you know my weaknesses, and you know my strengths, and I need your help. How to have an experience with God. Y'all still with me so far? I'm about done. Promise, cross my heart, and hope to live, okay? And see if there's any wicked way in me, not in my husband or my wife or my kids or my boss or my brother or my sister or the pastor or the pope, not anybody, but God, I want to know, is there a wrong attitude in me? I got to stop blaming them, and God, I'm going to grow up mature, and I want to be successful, and God, do I have a wicked way, a wrong thought? Your thoughts are higher than my thoughts. Your ways are higher than my ways. as the team comes out, God, you know, search me, God. I have a wrong thinking towards black people, white people, brown people, rich people, broke people, smart people. What is my mindset, God? If there's anything in my life that's wrong, show me, search me, change me. Now lead me. Oh, I like that. Now lead me in the way that's everlasting. Oh, I like it. I like it. I like it. Takeaways. Okay? God, a few takeaways here. Number one, God knows more about me than anybody else. And I'm thankful for that. How about y'all? Because your past is none of my stinking business. Right? Amen. It's under the blood. Stop going back to your past. God knows more about me than anybody else, and he still loves us. And he still is for us. Boy, when you think about that, you think about the love of God, the favor of God, then the fear leaves your life, right? Perfect fear, perfect love, cast out all fear. Perfect love, cast out all fear. God knows more about me than anybody else, and he still loves us. Number two, God will never abandon me. God will never abandon me. You know, God knew what I would do before I did it, right? God knew what you and I think before we think it. What we say before we say it. Didn't we read that in this psalm? But yet he never will abandon us. God will never abandon you. Pastor, I don't feel him today. You moved. He didn't. The devil's been lying to you. Number three, God is interested in me. You know how to win a friend? Let them talk about themselves. Right? Because we all trying to find somebody that's interested in me. Come on. The biggest radio station is not KMOX. The biggest radio station is WIFM. What's in it for me? WIFM. What's in it for me? That's the biggest radio station. If you let people talk about themselves, you'll gain a friend real quick, because most people feel like nobody really cares about them and nobody's interested in them. I'm here to tell you, God is interested in you. His thoughts are so many, they're more than all the sand on the seashore. Number four, God is bigger than anything I'm facing today. And we're all facing big stuff, bigger than ever before. But God is bigger than anything I'm facing. Now, I'm giving you tools. I'm giving you a mindset. Don't just skip over it and forget it. Meditate on this all week. Number five, give my life totally to God. He prayed that prayer, and discover my purpose. Give my life totally to God. Didn't David say it? Lead me into everlasting life to fulfill his purpose. Give my life totally to God and discover my purpose. I'm done. Did y'all get anything today? Come on, let's thank God for the word.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.